Hi, everyone.
Hello.
It's such a pleasure to be with everyone today. All right, let's go ahead and get started. This is our Abundance Playground. If you bought another package, please email me. We had a couple of people who ended up on the wrong one or a different one than they expected. Just let us know. We'll get that corrected. So we're going to start with abundance. And I wrote down several things that we were going to work with today. And the first one was, do you know what you want? Do you know exactly what you want? And what about that wanting? So this is a bit of a paradox. It's good to have a goal, but when we want and we long and we must have and we hope and we start feeling badly about ourselves for not having something that we want, then we're working against ourselves. So I want to get into that energy of wanting and knowing what you want and the clarity of that today. And then, of course, how do we do this? We're going to align and empower and get everyone in their alignment. So within the group, everyone's going to be able to assist each other because energetically we're working together and separately, independently. And I want everybody strong to that. We don't want people to start having the symptoms of another person in the group or anything like that. So let's start with that. Everyone strong, together, and separate, and independent, and also together. And this would also be true with any group or family you're in. Let's go ahead and run the energy for that. All right, now I'd like everyone to put their attention in their centered space. And that would be that column of light running right down your middle. If you don't feel a column of light, let's go ahead and light you up right now. There you go. All right, so we're going to connect deeply within the earth energies and, of course, with source, because this is really the core of our alignment, and it's certainly very true for 2016. We really need to have the grids aligned and connected on both levels. At the same time, we're feeling pressure from things you might not even be aware of. We are really feeling what's happening anywhere else in the world, and not even knowing that that's what's causing us to be tired or something else to happen in our life. So let's clear everybody for that. And when you hear me say collective issues, that's what I'm talking about. There we go. I was taking the temperature of the group earlier, and there were so many people very eager and ready, and there were some that are so skeptical and the sense of this isn't going to work either. and I have been there. I've been on both of those. So, but I'd like to get these neutralized a bit. So for those who are feeling that nothing has ever worked and this won't either, let's go ahead and strengthen the core to all the times that you were disappointed. All right. All right, so I'm seeing a lot of pictures of different timelines for people, different events, and they were events that made us let go of our alignment that we took for granted and go into the event and be with the event. So let's go ahead and put the attention anywhere on the core, and you can do the heart. Most of you are used to me doing this with the heart, but you can do it anywhere, where you're inviting the part of your skeptical self in that's ready to do it differently, that's ready to have and allow abundance into your life. Okay, so there's a lot of people doing this right now. So go ahead and allow the skeptical part, the uncertain part, the part that feels undeserving, disconnected, misaligned, confused, unworthy, undervalued, misled. Okay, all those pieces ready to integrate. So what are we doing? We're going to bring in aspects of yourself within the soul matrix that are ready to renew yourself. So they're coming in, and the key to getting this in, to resetting this, is streaming unconditional love. So let's all go above our heads. And I want you to imagine the most loving situation you can. It can be the way you felt when you held a baby in your arms, how you feel when you're with a pet, how you feel in nature, a beautiful scenery, how you feel when you look at a flower. I want you to stay with that energy, running connections for everyone, letting that stream through your core. We want our alignment to be stronger than the thing that we feel is making us weak. Even the identity of not being able to have the abundance that you want. Okay. All right. So as these pieces of ourselves, these fractal pieces of our soul, feel this unconditional love, they begin to soften, integrate, synchronize, and synthesize within the core of our being. And when that happens, our core becomes stronger, our soul is stronger, and we don't have a crew of ourselves out doing something else. I was talking to someone this week, and I explained it this way. It would be like a part of yourself, like you're a construction company, and you have a new goal, you have a new client, but you have a crew going out working on a house that doesn't need the work anymore. That's what it would be like. It would be like having your energy doing something different than what your goal is. Now, it's a simple way to describe it, but I think it's helpful for people to have a sense of themselves out of flow, out of their desire, and how we work against ourselves. And it's in many small things. It's the things we think, the things we have emotions that we haven't continued to process yet. And the key is the heart and unconditional love. So let that flow. Bring any crews in. They're out there working on something that you actually don't want. Now, how do I know this can work for everyone? I know this because it's all in your alignment. So anytime you make the choice to have that aligned energy, and that you're willing to shift every time you catch yourself in the energy of something else, and that it's not what you wanted, then we just shift. It's simply like, you know, I don't like that pair of pants I'm wearing. I want to change them. And that's how I want you to do it. You could also see it like a movie screen. This movie you're watching just isn't the one you want. Just leave that theater and go into another one. Now, you might say, Sherry, that is just crazy and pie in the sky, but it is not. This is how we shift frequency. This is how we change. This is how we get our mood higher, our energy higher. I'm not talking mania. I'm talking about the energy that we have and lifting it where it's dense. It doesn't really do us too much good to spend a lot of time in bliss and then drop to a deep, deep depression. It's much better for manifesting to stay within the core. No problem in going to the bliss, but if you see yourself bouncing back and forth, then we need to work on the frequencies in between and stabilizing them. Okay, take a deep breath. All right, I want you to take your attention and drop below your feet. Think about 8 feet in the ground. And this would be your alignment going to the core of the earth. It's been a while, but I once talked about a treasure chest of information just below our bodies connected to the earth. And within that, we could call that part of our tail brain experience. And within that, our blueprint for how the grids are set within the earth for us and to source. So we're going to go ahead and open that up. Your perfected blueprint. And we'll start our alignments. We'll go all the way to source with this. Some of you have thoughts and disconnections that happen when we talk about source, God, universe. And this is what I'd like us to do. I'd like you to put an infinity symbol, a big moving infinity symbol, right there between your connection to source and your crown. Some of you are already putting many infinity symbols, and that's okay too. Anytime you feel abandoned, an unloved child of God, or a lost soul in the universe, or I don't really belong here, this is an energy that you can use to help connect, to align, to clarify. Okay, I'm going to go through an alignment, and I'm going to use our basic chakra system. It's our basic 7, but if anybody knows I am using more than that. So we're going to go above the head. Clean, clarify, purify, align to the right frequency for you at this time. And we're going to then do the third eye area. It's right in the middle of your head. The throat. So some of you are still in the third eye, and that's okay. Just let the energy flow. We are going to come back to it and work on visions. And then we're going to do the heart. The part of you that says that I'm unloved and unworthy, I want you to love those parts from any time, space, or dimension they may remain, and allow the unconditional love to flow. We'll tap into all the soul pieces that are buried within that feeling, and we're going to love them, and we're going to love them until they start revealing themselves. Have Have you ever had to coax a small child or an animal out of a hidden situation or out of a certain mood? It's a very similar thing. We use the unconditional love to flow. And as that flows to the animal, the soul piece, the child, it becomes alive, it begins to smile, and it's ready to give up the hidden position and the energy that it is enveloped in. We let this love flow. There we go. There's more coming. Some of you are just catching on, so I'm just going to give you a few more minutes to allow these pieces that are ready to integrate now to show up, to strengthen you. And here it goes. And I already know it's syncing up when I feel the softening within that fractal piece. And as it begins to soften, it joins the soul in the core of your being. And this means you have more empowerment, more wisdom, and more love, and more energy to create what pleases you. Okay, very good. All right, so some of you are not completely in the new earth, and so I'm going to go ahead and make a quick shift for those who are not right now. And for those who do not know, the New Earth is the energy for the evolving planet that we live on. You can think of it as like a paradise Earth or the most amazing Earth where all the things that feel heavy to you do not exist. As sensitive beings, if we dwell on that a lot, we're either going to numb out or freak out. So if we go here, this is much easier to maintain our empowered neutrality and our love and allowance for the rest of the world to do what it needs to do. And then we also do what we need to do. Okay, big breath. Okay. All right. I didn't get any questions about the creating the abundance playground. So either that's really clear and nobody needs it, or someone hasn't asked their questions yet. But I just want to go over a few notes about it. The reason that I included that is some people have a really good ability to create things in their minds or in their spirits, but grounding it just takes a little bit more for them. And so the playground allows you to take your knowing of what is right for you and practice creating it with funny things. It can be like, as we said, a toy car or a rock or flower or candle, and you just devote a little space for it. I have done this before with funny recipes and all kinds of things. I've done quite a bit of this in my life, and I find them, especially when I'm asking for something that I'm not sure I believe I'm going to get, quite helpful. And this is why. Every time I walk by it or see it, it sort of activates it. It makes, I can let go of it. I can let go of the worry. I can let go of the how. I can get my mind out of it because I see it in a physical representation close to me. And I can let go. And that is very helpful, especially if you're do what I have tended to do in my past, worry a lot, wonder a lot, and get fixated on the how. All things that will make your manifesting more difficult and slower. Because we want to let an energy of our alignment that's greater than us to actually get involved and do it. And we want to feel complete ease that it's coming into a physical reality. And that's what the playground lets you do. Some people don't have a good place for a playground, and some people don't are traveling a lot. And that would be okay. It doesn't matter how often you walk by this. But some people may want to just come up with like a symbol of the playground. That might be like a rock or, you know, something they easily carry with them, and just allow all that energy within the playground to be with them. That's perfectly okay too. And you don't have to do this playground. You've got all the information to do it anytime you want. But I think since we're all doing this together, it might be a good time to experiment with it and see what happens for you. Okay, so let's go on. So for those of you who want to make one or have made one already, I'm going to send a little energy for that playground in any future time. And now, here we go. Okay. We also wanted to go over developing your relationship with ease, with wealth, and time. And so a lot of people feel like this pressure about money. So I'm going to bring in an activation and energy process now for time and ease with wealth, abundance. Here we go. So we want to bring in the energy of stopping pressure of time, the ticking clock, the anxiety that brings up, all the time, spaces, and dimensions you ever felt that you didn't have enough time or resources to get something done, or that time was passing you by. So as you connect to the parts of yourself that may be feeling that, let's go ahead and activate the unconditional love. The grace. And then through this, we're going to neutralize those parts of ourselves. So let's go ahead and allow them to show up. We'll bring them right in front of our heart. And you can bring them into your heart or leave them outside your heart, whichever is most comfortable. And just let the love stream. And you will feel them soften. Feel these parts that are just really worried about time and pressure and the impossibility of it all. We'll disentangle other people from it and allow those to come into our soul. Okay, so something else coming up that I've been asked to work on is the responsibility for your wealth and your money. Oftentimes when we feel disempowered, we feel like someone else needs to bring it in for us, or we need to find the person to bring it in for us. And what we really need is the alignment within ourselves to gather people who can be partners with it. But we have to hold the energy. Otherwise, we're servants to the other person. Otherwise, we've lost our sense of autonomy and empowerment. and we've given it to someone else, we might feel like we're being manipulative, or we pulled something over, or we found love, and, you know, the amazing man or woman is going to show up and take care of everything. But we don't want to give up our sovereignty. We want to be aligned with our true adult empowerment, our true self. We don't want to move into a childlike place. We want to stay in play, but we don't want to be disempowered that way. So all the parts of ourselves that are children, manipulative, waiting for someone else to bring it for us, let's go ahead and love those parts. There we go. Now, being in a group of like-minded people whose their success is going to bring you more success, your success is going to bring their success. Now, that's powerful. Take a deep breath. Let's align you to that pattern everywhere in your life. Okay. All right. So, when I look at the biggest sabotage, I'm feeling like some of you have a pattern that every time you get so far, something comes and knocks it down. This would be like a boomerang pattern. This would be like you aren't allowed to move forward beyond other people. Let's go ahead and bring that energy forward and stream beautiful, beautiful love to it. It is true when we have more wealth that sometimes the people that were in our life go away, and a lot of us don't like that. So we hold ourselves back to be like the people in our world now. Or maybe we come from a family where jealousy and everyone wants to keep everyone as low as they are. So it's like a happy medium. Let's go ahead and go into where all those patterns exist. I'll disentangle that. Let everyone be their sovereign selves, connected to source. And we don't have to wait for someone else. Okay, I did get an email from someone who felt like since they were married, they haven't been able to make the money that they used to make in their healing profession. And that can happen. We can take on the level of someone else, or we can feel held back, or we can't quite be our abundant self in a relationship with someone, or we've equalized and we've, through our devotion to someone, taken on their limitations as well, or their desire to make sure that you don't go ahead of them. So let's go into these patterns and clear everyone out and their spouses or friends or significant other, and just align everyone each to their themselves. And as we align each person in your world to themselves, we allow the child to grow up. We allow the competent to step forward. We allow those in retirement to be happy there. Whatever works for everyone individually, we don't have to give up what we want for someone else within a relationship. So any place that's disturbed in your field, let's clarify. So in this situation, and anyone who has a similar one, please play along. The part of you that's worried that you're being blocked by someone else is the first part that we want to love whole. And we love that free by our integration. So just love that. Allow that part to come into your heart and the part of yourself that knows that you used to be more productive and wealthier. So allow that part to come in. And just reintegrate. Sometimes we have parts of ourselves that don't actually need any processing. They're just not with us. So we just bring them in, we align, we strengthen our core. And that strengthens our soul. Some of you have some deep grief and you're in that grief, but you also know that you don't want to be in that grief, but you're in the grief. So I want you just to allow the grief. It's okay. You don't have to be in resistance to where you are. You want to love where you are, and that acceptance through that unconditional love takes you to your next step. So big breath. And the part that's feeling the grief, the burnout, the disillusionment, love that part. Strengthening everyone to interferences. Cultural confusion. Everywhere you lost yourself in a relationship. Okay. All right, any burdens that you're carrying for others, energetically or visually, I'd like you to just set them right in front of you. And we'll bring an energy to dissolve them into the light. Because we won't be able to process through burdens that we carry for another. Collective burdens, cultural burdens, disharmony. And we'll strengthen everybody's core again and alignment. Going to bring in some dolphin energy now and just let that spin through everyone as we clear out some of this. A little star frequency. Ultraviolet light. gold, silver. Platinum. Beautiful. I had another question about someone leaving a profession of a massage therapist. And they want to write and be an artist. And that's beautiful. So we want to strengthen the part of you that feels like you are struggling. So that means all the parts that are struggling, and everyone can do this too, please invite them forward. And the soul piece of you that is attached to struggle, let's love it. Now, some of you might think, if we take care of that struggling, then she'll stay where she is and she won't move ahead. But actually, by taking care of the struggling, we've just unlocked the key to more ability to make money other ways, because you're out of the struggle. So let's go ahead and love all the parts that struggle, think it's necessary, or there's some sort of price to be paid. Okay. I also had a question about action. They were asking about how do I clear blocks to get to focus, choosing, and acting. And that is very important. That's part of what we want to do today. In the Abundance Playground, I talked about choose something you believe in that's not going to kick off, you know, huge sabotage. Like if you say, the thing that I want, the thing that I desire most is to win the lottery. Well, many of us have this desire, but if you don't actually believe it's going to happen, then there's going to be more sabotage involved. And so let's go to something that you would ask for or decide to challenge yourself with that that you would be delighted in, but isn't going to kick off so much sabotage that you're dealing with that. Now, that's interesting, because that's what we're going to be working with in this. But I want you to get something above what you expect, but also not something that you know is going to be kicking that in, if that's possible. So I'd like you to create a circle within the heart and the solar plexus area. I want you to see a big sphere. And if you're uncomfortable doing it in your body, do it right in front of you. Working with the alignment with everyone, the sphere in front of you. I want you to go right into your heart. If you feel pulled to a lower part of your body, that's fine too. And I want you to look into the sphere, and I want you to get a glimpse of something you might want to ask for through our six calls. Now, when we think of abundance, we often think of money, career, wealth, ease, but it's also health and relationships, our sense of fulfillment, our spirituality. So anything that comes to mind will be perfectly fine. We'll bring in colors. You may see it, you might feel it, you might sense it. You just might have a better sense of knowing. We'll strengthen the giving and the receiving. Connection to an abundant universe. Your sense of worthiness, deserving. And support by the universe and other people. Just take a minute and feel into this feeling of an abundant universe supporting you. Will strengthen the infinite potential of everyone's connection and soul and alignment. And within this pure connection, any past limitations dissolve. And the part of yourself that was supporting it comes home. Okay, so I think I have gone through most of the questions. If I have missed your question, we're going to have a call tomorrow. So go ahead and just bring it to my attention. Okay, I'm going to bring in Zest for Life for everyone. I'd like you to take your sphere and go ahead and hold that. For those who need to leave the call, feel free to do so. For those who have questions, I'm going to take a couple of callers whose hands are up. Okay, so area code 314.
Sherry?
Yes.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
This is Dan. Hi.
Hi, Dan.
Is there a question pertaining to the playground or something individual? I didn't want to go off track with
oh,
that.
Yeah. Anything. Yeah, certainly the playground. Did you have an individual question? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, according, you know, with abundance and, you know, I'm aligning myself because I heard these words, too, as we were moving through the course of aligning myself with partnerships with the community and raising money for corporate sponsorship. So I just wanted to see if you could look at that and see if there was something that maybe helped strengthen it or something in the way, you know, of it that, you know.
Let's strengthen it. So I want you to think of the corporate sponsorship, the community to support you, everyone else on the call who would like to strengthen your relationship to community or people or support, mutually supportive and mutually beneficial. I'd like you to hold that. And so, Dan, when you think of that, what comes up for you?
Well, energetically, I can feel it in my stomach.
Is it like
a
tightness?
You know, it feels empty. Yeah, like a cloudiness. And then in my heart area, it feels empty. Really, you know, I don't feel the connection.
So you know it would be good. You can, in your big spiritual picture, you can feel it. But when you get it in the grounding level, that's when it goes a little sideways. Okay, so here we go. You strengthen your core. So the limitations. So there's a touch of deserving. There's a touch of they won't really pick this. There's a touch of disconnect. Let's keep clarifying that. You have a strong sense your project is worthy. It's that sense that you might not be able to get it to move, even though you should, and that they're looking maybe not as equals. So within this, we need to look at it as equals, even something like a big corporation. So let's go ahead and equalize this relationship, that you are not below in any way. Okay, do you see how that shifts it a little bit?
Yeah, I can feel, well, I feel underneath my feet, really. It was interesting. And then I'm starting to feel, I feel more a level, I guess, you know. Equality. That would be the word that you're using.
So this is what we also want to strengthen. The perfect people in your life are also looking for you, right? So everybody's seeking each other. So the connection is inevitable. Okay, so let's strengthen that. And all sense of misconnection, disconnection, and the times that you were disconnected before from that. Now, so here's slightly another thing going on, Dan. The world in other places and other parts of our being is quite connected. But in these connections, we're less connected. It's sometimes filled with fakeness, and that's part of your mission, to clarify, to purify, to make the connection stronger, greater, more valid, more purposeful, more true. So let's clean all the parts of the self off that are less than that. So, are you going to do a playground?
Yes.
Okay. I would definitely put in there something with the intention of the purity, the connection, whatever represents that for you, and that it is seen, I mean, brightly seen. And everybody wants to contribute and assist. I mean, just sort of put that out there, that the right person is there and they're going to show up. I'm strengthening that for you. So you're misaligned a little bit with that, but not much. So let's get that alignment pure, straight up and down on your core. Okay, I'm going to go in. And this is for everyone. This is where we get misaligned. This is when our thoughts go anything out of that centered space. So that's why we always want to be centered, stable, and balanced. Okay, coming back. There you go. So make sure your knowing of what's going to happen is stronger than your want of what is going to happen. Does that make sense? So you want to stay in your knowing and having and the inevitability of it more than the other. And stay in the grounded part. You don't want to go into inevitability pie in the sky. You want to stay in that grounded piece of it and just allow it. And then also let it go. Because things we want a lot, sometimes we just don't let go enough for the greater good to come in and assist us. And we limit it because how do we limit it? Because we have personal limitations that we're still working with. And the energy that's going to help bring it together is unlimited. So this is how we work with the grace of the unlimited and the unconditional. Does it make sense?
It does. And so to magnetize, so to speak, I guess, this to me with the playground is to stay in the knowing. Like,
yes.
Like if I wanted to do, in the morning, 10 minutes of seeing all this,
right.
That would be in my knowing and all the pieces of it,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm just
mm-hmm.
kind of, I want to play with it, that's what I want to do.
Right.
To be able to play to bring it to me. So I feel more aligned, sure, I do. I feel more things, I feel more connected to the community. I feel more connected to things happening.
Good.
And I do have things kind of brewing, in different areas. Just hopefully this will help align all of that,
yes.
too. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And for you, a lot
great.
Of it is the letting go, because especially something that's like a baby, a mother with a new baby or a new father, you've been a father, you don't want to let
yeah.
it out into the community quite yet. So we hold it a little stronger. And so there is a moment of letting go, of truly letting go and letting the universe do it. And when we start going into worry, wonder, concern, that's when we go into let's count our blessings. Let's get into the gratitude. And so we see a lot of this in the world where people are just having 100 days of gratitude. They're doing this. And this is a great focus, because then we go back into allowing the knowing, the recognition of where we are when we're in a crappy situation, which I know you're not now, but many people on the call are. This is where it's a little more of a struggle, but it's also even more important that I am grateful of simple things. I have running water. I have plumbing. I have a home. I have a house over my head. I have this. I have that. And then the more we do that, the more we also develop an inner confidence that having is going to create more and more gratitude, and more things will show up for us to be grateful for. And we're in the wanting, more wanting shows up. So, and more longing
yeah.
shows up. So we want to be a perfect reflection of what we're trying to bring in. And of course, this is spiritual work. I mean, abundance is, in this, doing it this way is a spiritual work. This isn't the abundance course through greed. This is a different one. This is learning how to attract that way. So the magnetically, okay, this is really good work for everyone. So drop down below your tailbone in the tail brain area, or you can even do the first chakra. All in this area is where we have the grid, some polarity, some other things going on, and it's very magnetic. So let's strengthen everybody's magnetism. So some of you might want to, if you're concerned about magnetism, put something in your playground that represents that for you. But actually having it physical is that too. But you can even supercharge it that way. So let's go into this magnetism and strengthen it now. All right, and running that energy up to source and down again, strengthening our own personal alignment, magnetism, ability. So magnetism is an interesting energy because it's perfect in a divine use or in a use with grace. But, you know, it's all, I've also seen people use magnetism and bring in all the things they actually don't want. So it's something we want to use just in the knowing. And that's why, you know, the playground is a good way, because it's, it assists us in using these energies without bringing in things that we don't want, if that makes sense. You have seen people, right, walking around magnetized all the wrong things. And
yeah.
Let's strengthen all of us for any time we've done that. Realign, neutralize, demagnetize what we don't want, magnetize what we do. There you go. Now that's pretty powerful, everyone. Thank you so much, Dan.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I have area code 928. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi.
It's
Who's
Jackie.
This? Hi, Jackie.
I'm doing my playground. Well, I've done my playground, but it seems like something's missing. I've gone into, I'm learning about neutrality so much and enjoying it. That I'm not sure if I'm not, and I love Dan's question, because it really helped us to appreciate how to expand in the knowing.
Right.
So if we're in neutrality and avoiding the struggle of what we really, really want, I was wondering if you can look into
you're in neutrality, but avoiding the struggle. Is that what you said?
No.
Okay.
I let go of all that. I let go of all the struggling, where I'm in neutral. And as I'm doing my garden, it feels like something's missing that I'm not sure if it's the knowing part. You brought out a couple of good points, the knowing, the magnetism. There's just something that I'm sensing that's missing in my garden to really attract that windfall that I'm asking for right now.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if the neutrality is more doubt or receipt. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, certainly, let's bring in not sure and doubt.
Oh, okay.
Which are often disguises of unworthy and disbelief.
So would faith have a lot to do with the knowing?
I'm sorry, did you say faith?
Yeah. Or belief, or however you want to.
That
this can happen?
Okay, so let's get into the energy of it. And I don't want you to confuse yourself or me. So let's bring in all the parts that have this disbelief and the feeling that it's missing, because that's the strongest thing you said, something's missing.
Yes. Okay.
Get into the missing. So missing could also be longing, wanting, just in a different form. So let's love the part that feels like something is missing. There you go. Now this one's been on quite a journey. She's got lots of stories. Yeah, she's not neutral at all.
Oh, I'm not?
Not missing. Caleb loves her.
Oh, well, I didn't think about missing.
It's okay. You know, neutral, you know, you don't meet anyone that's just like neutral all the time. You meet people who are neutral much of the time, but particularly when the whole earth is expanding the way it is, I don't know very many people who aren't constantly working on themselves. And that means everything's a round trip ticket. Even though you're missing, even though we caught ourselves in longing or wanting, we just bring it back. Okay, so let's love this part. Okay, so she does feel a little banished. She feels uncertain. Uh-huh. Let's love her.
Okay.
probably a missing piece of you, you know. And she's probably quite powerful and needs to be with you in order to assist you with your manifestation. Love her. There she goes. She's starting to sync up. There is, there are a few more things she wants to, she has with her. What are they? Other people, a lineage, and another way that you used to do things, I guess. Does that make sense to you?
Not quite.
She's letting it go. Yeah, she's letting it go. Coming in. Here we go. Okay, there you go. So she's aligning up right now. So I want you to put your attention on your core. How do you feel now?
I feel very present, actually.
Yes. You're not missing that part.
I didn't realize I was so absent.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I tend to be, as you know, a person that's very reactive and emotional. So being in the in the field and space of neutrality is wonderful. And then having the gratitude fall into place.
Yes.
Yeah,
very
nice.
Powerful tools. Very powerful tools.
Yes.
Yes. So now for you and everyone else on the call, if you feel like you want to readjust something, and through our call today or the call tomorrow, you have a sense that, oh, you know, maybe I'm blah, blah, blah. I want to change that. That's fine. But you want to get to where at a certain point it's done. And you're not going to. And so when you get to the done part, leave it alone. And every time you go into maybe I asked for too much, maybe I didn't ask for enough, maybe blah, blah, blah. That's when I want you to shift right into gratitude and just know a higher part of yourself and the universe, that abundant universe is working on in your playground for you on your behalf. So that's the biggest issue I see with people with a playground. They mess with it too much. So you want to put it together and let it go. And your subconscious is going to see it every time it walks by. And you've all heard the stories. The subconscious doesn't know the difference between what is real and what we tell it. So if we're showing it every single day as we walk by it, or most days that we walk by it, that it has been created in a physical form in some way, it allows it to believe it, and it strengthens what you're doing.
So what I'm hearing is don't try and figure out what's put in it that's missing, just let it go and be.
Well, the part that's missing, I think, was you. So if you think about it, does it still feel like something's missing in it? Does it feel like something needs to be adjusted, maybe?
No.
Okay.
No.
No missing, no adjustments? You're good.
Yeah, maybe.
So then,
okay.
That's your next step, just to allow.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and take another caller. Okay, area code 203.
Hi, Sherry. It's
Hi.
Tara.
Hey, Tara, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I apologize because, and to anybody else who's still on the call, but I missed the first part of the call because I was actually in a client meeting until just about a half an hour or so ago, but I did have a question or wanted to chat about something because I loved Dan's questions, and it really brought up something for me, which is why I raised my hand. So, and it also has to do with part of the question that I submitted about getting my mojo back with work. And
yeah.
You know, I had a project that I designed, very, very forward-thinking, outdoor play and learning for kids with autism,
mm-hmm.
but, like, equally engaging for any child to
mm-hmm.
Create places that, you know, create community
mm-hmm.
For people. And nothing ever happened with it, and you know, I sort of birthed it, if you will, in like 2008. You know, won awards for the concept, but God, I just can't seem to find any funding for it or anything. And I, or anyone, and I did have someone who was interested in building it, and I even put a proposal together, and they couldn't get their funding, and I became extremely discouraged. And
right.
And I just wondering if there's still any life to breathe into that project. I did kind of just let it go, but I think more out of disappointment than any hope that it will ever happen.
So when we create things for a big world, and we're, and so for you, I think part of it is that what's going on with a group of people to come in to support it. It's actually a beautiful project. I do believe it's going to get the support it needs. So, you know, if what I would do is maybe make a little playground for it, which is kind of funny. It's a playground.
A separate thing. Well, it is a playground. So
yeah. Like even a picture of it, and, you know, put a rock on it or something, represents it being in the world and helpful to other people. I want you to feel what it would feel like should it. So it won all its awards. You got it that far. But just put that energy back into it and then let it go again. And then the next thing, exactly what Dan was doing, working on the connections that need to happen to pull it together, because it feels very strong. There's nothing dead about it. It's just you launching it, letting it completely go.
Am I blocking it in any way by my?
No, it's the way. It's that disappointment that holds it back, and the fact that you're doing personal for something that's actually intended in a more than personal way. Does that make sense? Because
I sometimes get too attached to these things. It's very personal.
Right. And
because I, you know, listen, it was given to me, you know, divinely. It's an inspired thing.
So something that's inspired is still inspired, Tara. That didn't go away. So it's that inspiration also has something for you to learn by it, and that's the letting go. So the parts of you that do not let go easily, those are the ones we want to love. That's the part that's your next work. And I'll tell you a hint. It's entangled. So as we disentangle that, all the ways that you don't let go of the project, it starts aligning again. It's like you put a knot in the energies.
Okay.
And a divine inspiration given for the world. So
it really is.
Hold that and then let it go. Because if it's for the world, you're going to get it out of that personal manifestation.
Okay.
I think a playground is a perfect way to deal with that.
Well,
entanglement is for your other personal stuff too, by the way. It's the same thing that holds everything else back.
And is it like because I'm trying to control things too much, or?
Yes, if you don't believe in them too much, and things that happen within your family that you're making big progress with is going to go, edges of bitterness will go, and it will become alive again. It was given to you for a reason, for the personal and the collective. So both of those are going to be true for this to really be the balloon that floats into the world.
I feel like it's a serious part of my mission. And
yes.
I don't understand why it hasn't happened, and, you know, what I'm doing wrong, or, and then there's the judgment part too. It's not good enough. You know, like there's other people that know more about autism who, you know, will criticize it or, but, I've actually gotten so much incredible positive feedback from professionals and people who deal with kids on the spectrum all the time. And I understand what the issues are. And as a designer, I've been able to interpret those into a physical form that makes it easier for people to navigate the larger world.
Okay, so you don't need to justify it. It's done. Take a deep breath. All the parts of you that knew that it was divine, that it was a divine inspiration, I want you to go back to when you knew the first time it was divine inspiration.
Okay.
Do you feel how free that is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all the parts of you that are not free, I want you to love those parts.
There's a lot of those parts out there.
I know. I was just going to say that. But that is your job.
Okay.
Because that is not just for this. This is the divine playing with you, allowing you to bring something amazing into the world, but also helping you with your personal life.
Okay. Where I don't feel like I can play. It's so funny. You want us to make a playground, and I've designed this amazing playground, but, like, I don't know how to have fun.
Yes. Love the part that doesn't remember how to have fun.
Yeah.
Bring her in. Let's do it now. Everyone on the call.
I'm too serious.
Bring that part in. Let's bring some dolphin energy in. I was just thinking last week, you know, I'm always saying I'm working on things. I really got to flip that to I am playing with things.
Yeah, play.
So let's just go bring that in. That part. Oh, there you go. See, you didn't forget.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So it's going to continue to disentangle, and you're going to match that potential of what you created. And when you do, it will be free.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You so. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take one more caller. Area code 478.
Hi there.
Hey, who's this?
This is Sonara.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I just have a quick question. I'm all new to everything that you're doing, so I'm like, what does she mean?
I know. But the energy will be there.
Okay. I was feeling a little lost because I'm like, oh, my God, I have no clue what she's talking about.
Yeah, that's okay. Your mind doesn't have to know. The rest of it will. But
okay,
it will all be very clear, and then keep asking questions, and I'll get you there.
Super.
Okay, what's your question?
My question is about work. I just got a new job in October. I love this job. It's in sales, something I've been doing for 15 years. But I feel a disconnect, like I'm not performing the way I used to perform, and I don't know what the disconnect is. I love the company. I love the product that I'm selling. I love everything, but I don't know what is going on.
Okay, so when you feel disconnected, describe to me what that is. Do you feel insulated from other people?
I feel like when I'm speaking with people, like people are not getting me. Like, I don't know what it is. I have no clue. I feel a disconnect. I feel like people are not sensing what I'm saying, or they're not. I don't know. I just know
that. Is
that
reflected in your sales numbers?
Not all.
Not at all?
Not at all. I mean, it's I'm struggling here.
Oh, okay. So you're struggling with your numbers, and you feel like the problem is that that they're not getting you.
Yeah.
They're not hearing. Okay. So generally, that's a few things. Let's look at you. Where do you want your sales numbers to be?
The best, the highest.
The best. Okay. Give me a number, like 20, 30% above what it is or
like,
something.
Like 80% above. 80%.
Okay. All right. So tell me, give me something.
I'll say 250.
250.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's strengthen you to 250. What's in the way of having 250 sales? Let's look at that. Okay. So when you think of having 250 sales, what comes up?
Fear.
Fear of what?
Fear of, that I can't do it.
Okay.
But I know I can do it because I've done it before.
Okay. Why? The part that says you can't do it, does it give you a reason or does it just say no?
I don't have a reason, but I feel this weird feeling like in my, every time I think about it, I get this weird feeling in my back, like my lower back area and right under my breastbone. Like I get scared and overwhelmed.
Okay. So let's move that part into the light. Under the breastbone and in the back. Let's strengthen your core to 250 sales. All limitations to that are dissolved, realigned, and will bring in the aspects of you that know how to do it and remember how to do it and that will support you in doing it. I have a sense that there was like a spiritual thing you got involved that sort of kept you in a cocoon.
Oh, my God.
Does that make sense?
You hit the nail right on the head. My God.
What is that?
It was some negative energy that somebody had thrown against me and literally knocked me down. I was on top and I literally went to zero, like knocked me down. Yeah.
Okay. And then you cocooned yourself?
I felt fearful because I didn't know. You know, once I got it cleared and so forth, I didn't know if it could come back, if they were watching me, if they, you know, I didn't know. Yeah, and I felt like once I got in the clear, this fear has never left me.
Right, so you're hiding.
Yes, yeah.
So
yes.
You're hiding in a white cocoon. So it's a beautiful white cocoon. You're not very connected in there. You feel so peaceful and loving and everything's working, but you're not making any sales. You're not connected. Okay.
I'm afraid to come out.
Let's run the energy up and down your core. Going to connect you to source. So there are two things that I'd like you to have by the end of all of our calls.
Okay.
And I'm going to give them to you today. One is resilience. If you get knocked down, you get right back up. Energetically, how do you do that? You strengthen your core.
Okay.
And when you get strong, nothing else is going to be there. Everything else is going to move out of your way.
Okay.
Okay. So fear. Everyone has a little fear every once in a while. But we just move that ahead away by strengthening our core. And when we're strong, things will just bounce off of it. Will things cling sometimes? Yes. But we do these energetic showers and we clean ourselves off. That's all we need to do. A salesperson cannot be in a cocoon.
That's for sure. That's for sure. You're absolutely right. Yes, I agree 100%.
Yeah, so I think you have a fear of fear more than the fear.
Yeah.
Would that be true?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, so let's love the part that's afraid of the fear and the part that's afraid. Okay. The part that decided to hide, that's actually quite charismatic and can get other people's attention. Let's bring that part in.
Yes.
So these are parts of your soul that broke off in this experience, but they were never reintegrated. They have not been synthesized back within your soul, so you don't have the energy you need to get this job done.
Yes, that's exactly right.
A job
right.
that you love. I hardly ever talk to a salesperson who loves their job, so let's make this work.
I love what I do. I really do.
Okay, so let's bring this in, all these pieces that disintegrated, and let's love them. Okay, so we have one going, nope, I can't show up or it's going to get me. Let's love her more. And I'm telling her, you're a child of the universe. You can create just like the person who did whatever. Go ahead and love. soften. It's sinking up. It's not quite ready yet. Can you pour unconditional love into the parts of yourself that went through all that? The one that decided to cocoon and to protect? Sometimes when we're in protection, we're not living.
That's true. And that's exactly how I felt, like I have not been living, just existing.
Yeah. Floating around in your little white cocoon. Okay. Let's love these parts. Right, you might feel some tears. That's fine.
Yes. How did you know? Oh my God.
Just love. Don't let them flow. Everyone wants them to flow for you. Everyone wants you to get your 250. Just love. So your charisma is starting to come back.
Wow.
Keep loving. Thinking up, what else does she have to say that doesn't want, she's so afraid, I have to protect you, she says, and we love her, and we just love her, and she's showing me everything that happened, and I'm loving her, and you're loving her, and we're giving her unconditional acceptance for everything that happened to her, and how scary that was,
yeah.
And how she didn't really know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just love her. Okay, so some things are leaving. She's showing up a bit more. She's showing me her white diamond self, how empowered she was. This is a very powerful part of you that decided to do this.
Yeah.
Love her. There she goes. How are you feeling?
I'm crying because, excuse me, everything you said was so true, but I feel so much happier.
good, because you're vibrant and alive.
Yes, not just existing in
yes.
my cocoon.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well,
thank
it was
you.
A pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you so much. Same here. Thank you.
And let us know how you're doing. Bye-bye.
I will definitely do. Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, everyone, it's just lovely. So let's all take a deep breath. And let's integrate all the parts of ourselves that are ready to come home, that already did work and maybe did this with this last few callers. And let's integrate and strengthen our core. Running energy from the bottom of your field to the top. Strengthening you to an abundant universe. The part of you that feels that it's too convoluted to figure it out, I want you to love that part. We're probably going to be doing more feeling it out or sensing it out than we are thinking it out anyway. So just love that part. Okay. On the parts of you that may have been triggered by my use of the word greed or any other thing that I said during this call that was triggered, let's invite them in and let's love those soul parts, those fragments. I soften, synthesize, thank you everyone. I'll see you on our next call. Thank you and aloha. Let's go ahead and open the calls and we can all say goodbye to each other.
Bye.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye.
Thank you,
Sherry.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Beautiful. Thank you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.